Number one, Indiana used a legendary run from Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza to defeat number 10 Miami 27-21 and capture their first national championship in program history. It was Fernando Mendoza's first game without a passing touchdown since the season opener, but don't be mistaken, the Heisman Trophy winner led Indiana in legendary fashion. His gutsy 12-yard touchdown run on fourth down with 9:18 remaining will go down as one of the most memorable scores in the program's history. The Kansas City Chiefs are set to bring back a familiar face to their coaching staff. The Chiefs plan to hire Eric Bieniemy as their next offensive coordinator. NFL Network reported on Monday that Bieniemy, who coached the Bears running backs in 2025 following stints with UCLA in 2024 and the Commanders in 2023, previously spent 10 seasons working with head coach Andy Reid in Kansas City. He serves as the Chiefs running back coach from 2013 to 17 before taking over as offensive coordinator in 2018, Patrick Mahomes' first season as a full-time starter, a role he held through the 2022 season. Matt Nagy, who replaced Bieniemy as offensive coordinator in 2023, had his contract expire following the season. Nagy has been a popular candidate during this month's head coaching cycle and is not expected to return to Kansas City. The 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic tipped off on Monday with three games. In the first game, the Dora Lady Falcons defeated Liberty 44-38. Kinley Luna led Dora with 21 points. Jaylee Tharp led the Lady Eagles with 15. In game two, the host Thayer Lady Bobcats beat Houston 64-38. Thayer was led by Riley Davis with 24 points. After the game, we talked to Bobcat head coach Denny Young.
No, we weren't locked in coming into this one. I don't really know why, but I have a suspicion. You know, we had 3 days off with court warming on Friday, give them the day off Saturday, and so probably should have been in here yesterday. We had a walkthrough today, wasn't completely locked in then, but you know, that was pretty frustrating. Even though it's a 30-point win, just our intensity on defense, we missed some shots we've been making here of late, and just, I don't know, it was, like you say, it was kind of disheartening for a 30-point win, but we'll take it.
In game three, the Couch Lady Indians beat Bakersfield in a close one, 45-43. The tournament continues on Thursday. West Plains Lady Scissors beat Neosho in the semifinals of the Bolivar Tournament, 78-24. Ansley McWilliams led the Lady Scissors with 22 points. Gillian Green had 20 points. Three other players scored in double figures. The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears both get wins over Cedar Ridge on Monday. Highland Girls beat Westside Jonesboro 53-42. Westside Greers Ferry defeated Norfolk 76-42. Couch Boys beat Kabul 74-56. Today in high school basketball, big Oregon County showdown as the Thayer Boys go to Alton. You can hear that game on K-Country 95. West Plains boys are at Camdenton. Willow Springs boys at Gainesville. Koshkonong boys host Summersville. Liberty boys at home in Mountain Grove. Bakersfield boys go to Dora. Houston boys are at Kabul. Ava boys play host to Licking. Van Buren boys at Winona. Melbourne boys and girls at home with Bergman. Viola boys and girls go to Timbo. Calico Rock boys and girls host Westside Greers Ferry. Batesville boys and girls are at Nettleton. Hoxie boys and girls at Walnut Ridge. Mountain Home boys and girls travel to Farmington. Stone Hendricks boys and girls are at Izzard County. Cave City boys and girls at Mountain View, Arkansas. Salem boys and girls will host Valley Springs. Highland boys at Westside Jonesboro. And Norfolk girls play host to Shirley. The new Missouri Basketball Coaches Association girls polls are out. Four area teams make the top 10. In Class 2, number 3 is Norwood. In Class 3, Willow Springs comes in at number 10. In Class 4, the defending state champion Donovan drops to number 3. And in Class 5, West Plains is at number 7. College basketball tonight, a couple of games. Number 20 Arkansas will host number 15 Vanderbilt, and Missouri is at home with Georgia. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.